All right. Hey, everybody. This is Brian with Smarter Networker. Thanks so much for joining us for our prospecting and closing workshop. This is the very first and maybe the last for 2017. But, man, we are really excited you're here. This is going to be a phenomenal workshop for you, and your business is going to thank you. Your team is going to thank you, and your paycheck will thank you if, of course, you do the work. And that's why we call this a workshop, because there is a lot of work involved. But I know you're up to it. I know you're serious about your business because you're here, and you've made the effort to get into this class. And we're so excited to be hosting this once again with Smarter Networker and with Danny Johnson. So we've got some very, very exciting stuff, content ready for this class. But we also have the ability to kind of customize the content that we put into this class. And so I definitely want to encourage you to participate to the fullest, so that we can hear what you're going through, what type of business you're building, with the system that you're using, all the different things that are out there for you. And the ways that you're building your business, we want to know that stuff so that we can customize the content and the post over in our Super Friends group and some other things to best suit your needs. And we want you to get the most out of this class, this workshop, because that is what we're here to do. Smarter Networker is designed and committed to helping the clientele of Danny Johnson who are in home-based business, who are serious about their business and want to go out and make some money and change their life and build some freedom and really create time freedom for themselves and financial freedom as well. That's what we're here to help you do. And so this class is a huge part of that. This class has been going on for years and years, many different formats, and this format's going to be a little different again, but man, it's going to be powerful because there's two big things that really make this whole thing work. Actually, probably three things. But number one, of course, is the training content from Danny Johnson. Now, Danny has done these classes for years and years, decades and decades even, and we have got some of the most powerful training that I've found for this particular class tonight, and from our archive as well as going forward. But again, we can customize this a little bit on the fly, so I need to hear from you. What do you want to do? What kind of business are you building? And we will customize our content a little bit for you. But here's the thing. No matter what kind of business you're building, what style, whether it's warm market or cold market, or, you know, maybe you're buying leads and making $100 a day, or maybe you're, you know, putting out flyers and making $20 a day, or maybe you're talking to your warm market and only, you know, squeezing in $4, $5, $10 a day. Whatever it is you're doing, this particular training is going to help you in a number of ways. And this particular thing that Danny has taught so many people, the art of prospecting, is what we're going to be talking about tonight. Sets up your entire business for success. And if there was anything that I learned from Danny, I've learned a ton from Danny over the 23 years I've been getting a chance to learn from her. It's been how to deal, you know, how to make my prospecting efforts be something that don't turn people off, that don't invoke those objections, that actually set people up to have questions and to be curious and be excited about getting the information and taking a look at what I'm doing. And that is such a powerful thing. That she has taught literally, probably at this point, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, this particular skill through these classes, as well as in her own personal efforts while she was out building business, which is the time that I got to actually spend with her. And I'll tell you a little story real quick. One of the worst months and the best months of my life, if it can be the same thing, is the month that I spent sitting right next to Danny Johnson in an office that we had created for our home-based business, which obviously wasn't home-based because we were working in an office, but it was a network marketing company that Danny actually owned. And she had built it through a system of offices where we actually all split up the rent. And she would travel from one office to the next, build up that office, and then move on and build another one. and leave us there to continue growing the business. But during the month that she would be there launching our office, she would be working with us personally, and as well as, of course, building her own business, because really she was the queen of that, and we learned more by watching her and by participating in her than anything. And there was a month that I actually got to sit in an office with Danny Johnson, who was literally maybe 3 or 4 feet from me, for 30 days. And it was the most horrendous month and the best month at the same time, and that every single time I picked up the phone, I was shaking, because I knew as soon as I hung up on that call, which we never actually put the phone down on the receiver, we kept it up to our ear for hours at a time, but when I ended up a call, Danny would critique me every single time. And I'm telling you, it was nerve-wracking and terrifying, but I ended up being a much, much better recruiter because of it. And during that month, I actually found 2 or 3 people that 20 years later, 22 years later, are still in our business, still using the product, still collecting a check from those people, because they went out and did amazing things. But it was because of the effort that I put out and the critiquing that I got back from Danny that I was able to learn how to do this business better and as a professional. And little did I know at that time, that business was going to change my life forever, and I was going to make a career out of that industry in a number of different ways. And for those of you I haven't had a chance to meet yet, like I mentioned earlier, my name is Brian Niederhaus. I've actually known Danny for about 23 years. I got started working with her while she owned a home business. And while I was actually owned a traditional business, I owned she owned a network marketing company. I owned a bicycle shop, and I was struggling. I was almost $500,000 in debt, and just not knowing, my family and I had started this business, and we were struggling, working, you know, way too many hours and really not making the kind of income we were hoping for. And that's about the time I met Danny Johnson, and man, it changed everything for me. She at that time had just maybe 2 years, 2.5 years earlier, been living in her car, working out of her car, totally dead broke. And when I met her, she'd already become a millionaire and has gone on to do amazing things, as you know, since then. And I just had the good fortune to be able to work with her for several years in the field, building business together. And I'll tell you, I learned so much from her. And today I've got the honor of being the Director of Marketing for Destiny Global. And one of those responsibilities, and really how I got started recently with Danny, is by building something called Smarter Networker, which is what you're part of tonight, which is the home business training center for Danny Johnson. We keep it separate for a lot of reasons, but it's a great environment for home business entrepreneurs to learn how to do their business. And you are that person. You're that person who's serious enough to get into a class like this, into a workshop, and to be able to go do the work. So a couple of things we want to talk about tonight before we dive into our training. Our training each night is going to be about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes long. We're going to at some point be able to bring some folks on that are having success out there that are going to be able to share their stories. If you want to do that, if you're having success in your business because of the training you're learning from Danny Johnson, you're going to be able to, if you'd like to jump on the call with us in one of our future calls. This is a 3-week class, actually about a 4-week class, because we're going to be working even after the last session. We're going to work for the next week together and be able to, you know, compile your numbers, and we'll be communicating via two separate ways. One is email. So you want to keep track of your inbox and look for emails that have a bracketed PNC class in the title. That will be your indication that this is a notification from the prospecting closing class, and maybe something about, you know, the next night's class or next week's class or turning your homework or whatever. It's going to be some kind of notification for you, and we'll be sharing some other things along the way as well. So those will be ones that will be related completely to this particular class. The other thing is we will be setting up, actually we already have set up, a Facebook group called Smarter Network of Super Friends. And I know that several of you have had problems getting into that group, and so I'm going to be working on that tonight. I'll send out an email with the proper link to that group. It is a secret group, so you can't actually search and find it on Facebook, so you have to have the link, and apparently the link I sent out is not working properly. So I just, before the class, set up a new link for that, and I'll be be sending that out either this evening or first thing tomorrow, and you'll be able to enter into the Smart Networker Super Friends Facebook group, which is a very private, secret group of only the attendees in this class. And you guys will be able to share some successes, and if you have questions, you can ask those questions in there as well. And the thing is that you want to understand is that we have all levels of home business owners in this class. We have some seriously successful big money earners in this class, and we have some brand new people who are so serious that they're going to do whatever it takes to become successful, and we've got everything in between. Some people have made a few $100 and they're looking to make more. Some people have made good money, but it's torn their life apart, and they just haven't figured out how to balance it all and to make this business work for them. And so maybe that's why you're here, and maybe you are just so smart. You've been part of this prospecting and closing series for years. You're making money, you're making great money, and you understand how important it is to stay plugged into these classes, because this is where you get your own personal tune-up. You probably, if you're one of those people who've been around for a while, you've got some team members in this class getting trained by Dana Johnson and her training system and her content that we're going to be sharing with you tonight. And you understand the idea of just putting people as close to Dana Johnson as possible and letting Danny do the work. That is what she is so phenomenally great at, and that's the business model that so many people have been able to use and learn over the years. And that includes things like these classes. It includes Smarter Networkers' free 30-day boot camp. It includes the webinar series we're doing, for example, explaining Danny's 7-step system and how that works. So if you don't have a good system in your home business, this is what you want to use is the webinar series that is in your members area, in the free members area of Smarter Networker. You can find that. We basically break it down step by step and give you lots of content as well as how to develop a system if you need it. If you don't need it, maybe you've got a great leader in the field or your company has provided a phenomenal system. We're not saying to change stuff, but you can definitely learn so much from these webinars and for classes like this so that you can completely rock your system using the skills that Danny Johnson teaches in your business. So wherever you are, whatever type of system you've got going on, you're in the right place. You've got a great opportunity this during this class to really move your business forward. Now, what this class is not is a listen and learn kind of thing where you maybe listen in, you take a couple notes, and you get some good information, and you may or may not use it. That's not this class. This is a workshop. So the way this works is that for the next hour and 15 minutes or so, you want to turn off everything else that's a distraction to you. Turn off Facebook. Turn off other things that are maybe going to pull your attention away. Block out other things that are going on and really focus in on what you're going to learn tonight. Tonight in this training, Danny's actually going to talk with two completely different people and work with them in their recruiting. They're building different kinds of businesses with completely different personalities. Types. They're recruiting in different ways, but no matter how you're doing your business, there's so much to learn from this, but you're not going to learn it if you're watching, looking at Facebook while Danny's talking in the background. It's time to turn off all the distractions and really focus in, take some notes. You will find a lot of things that are going to apply directly to what you're doing. And here's the big secret to these workshops is that, you know, over the years, Danny's literally coached thousands of people in these workshops. And we're going to be sharing with you a couple every night during this class, 2 to 3 at night, maybe 4. But what you're going to hear is you're going to hear yourself in the people that Danny's coaching. Now, the interesting thing is you're going to hear the mistakes that you make in other people. You maybe don't even realize that you currently are making these mistakes. And Danny says that 95% of your objections that you get are invoked by you, by what you say and how you say it, and the posture you have and the stance that you have. So if you can just change that, the words you're saying are probably fine. It's other things that maybe are causing those objections to occur and to make your your system or your process more difficult, and you're going to really learn tonight by listening to other people make mistakes and how they do it, and then listen to what Danny does. It's funny, I always try to, in my head, think about what would I say to this person who is, you know, I can hear the mistake they're making, but what would I tell them? And 99% of the time, Danny does something so completely different than what I would suggest. It's not even funny, and just so much better than I could ever come up with. This is the reason I've never gotten into coaching, because I look at Danny and I listen to what she says, and it's so shockingly great that I just realized that why bother? Why not just send everybody straight to Danny Johnson and let her work her magic? And so you can hear people's prospects and be transformed. And these are people that today are actually, some of these people you're going to hear from over the next 3 weeks are people that today are leaders in our industry, people who have gone on and done amazing things, probably very seriously affected by these particular classes, and been able to go out and with a new posture, with a new poise, and better words, and better body language, be able to go out and recruit anything that moves and plug them into their system with effectiveness and success. And I know that's what you want in your home-based business. So there's some basic things that you need to do during these 3 weeks that will help you a lot. Number one, is take lots of notes. Schedule time to make these classes a priority, because that's exactly what they are. You're only going to get out of this what you put into it. And we're keeping the content period down to a relatively short period of time. We've trimmed out, we've edited out all the stuff that doesn't apply to today's, what's going on in today's world. We've just gotten back down to the actual coaching session. So there's no fluff in this. This is right into the meat of it, and you're going to be able to take some great notes. And we spent a lot of time editing this content down so that you can really gather the important stuff, and we can keep the training time down to a minimum. But you're going to be, it's all meaty, high quality stuff. So you're going to want to be taking lots of notes for the next hour or so. The other thing that makes this work is accountability. Now, we are going to ask you, and we've sent out a Google survey, and what we want you to do is fill out that survey. We're going to have you do that once a week. So if you haven't got that survey, we will shoot me an email over at brian@smarternetworker.com. We've sent out up until just maybe 15 minutes before the class started, we were sending out this survey link. It was in our welcome email, and you can go to that survey and fill out the information that's going to help us customize the content for this class, as well as give us an idea of what type of business you're working. But most importantly is filling out the numbers. You want to keep track of the categories we gave you. You want to keep track of those numbers every single day. So every day you're going to keep track of how many new people did you talk to, how many phone calls did you make, how many people did you actually connect with and have a conversation with, how many people went and saw your presentation, how many people did you ask a closing question to, what were the response, what were the results. So no matter what kind of business you're working, these are the kinds of numbers you must be tracking all the time to see how you're improving. The great news is that if you just do this one thing, even if your numbers are not that big, maybe you've only got an hour a week to spend in your home business, but you're spending that hour a week doing the thing that Danny says. Now, if you've been to any training that Danny, the First Steps to Success training, you know what she does is how to break down your time. 80% of your time is talking to new people. It is not, this class doesn't count as working your business. This is training and learning. It is not organizing your desk. It is not writing your list out for the 15th time. It is talking to people and making dials. 80% of your time goes into that. 19% of your time goes into training other people by, if you plug into our webinar series, you're going to know about a 3-meeting plan and the other things. Danny goes out and builds her business and allows people to come along and watch and build the business alongside of her. That's how she trains people, by doing it herself. And so the 19% is in the training and the doing of the business itself with new people along for the ride, and then 1% is problem solving. So the 1% is basically sending the problems to your corporation, giving them a 1-800 number and having them take care of themselves every single time that you make a call for them, send an email for them, go, you know, do a three-way call to the company with them, you're wasting time. Just if they can't call the company and ask the company the question about where their product is or whatever their question is, they're not going to make it in your business. So you've got to be able to be focused on the things that make you money. It's not encouraging people through tough times in their business. It's none of those things. It's staying focused and moving your business forward by personally recruiting. One of my previous mentors, who actually is a mentor of Danny as well, in this business, he said, Rita is the answer, R-I-T-A. Recruiting is the answer to all of your problems in your home-based business. If you're struggling with your business, oh, this business just isn't working for me, or I get this all the time, my last three businesses just didn't work out for me. It's because you weren't recruiting. It wasn't because the business was bad. It wasn't because the product was bad. It wasn't because the compensation was plan was bad. It was because you weren't talking to people. That is the cure for everything, and that is why you're here at this class. And a thousand of the people that heard about this but didn't sign up are the ones that are probably talking about their business and not doing anything, but you are the one that is going to take advantage of this. The third thing, so doing the business is number one. Accountability, turning in those numbers every single week. We'll send you a link to a new survey once a week, probably on a Saturday afternoon or Sunday morning. Fill that out before Sunday night. We'll keep those numbers, and we'll be able to give some recognition starting next week in the Super Friends group. We'll talk about it in there, and you'll be able to grab some encouragement from what other people have done. And that takes us to our third thing, which is encouragement. And we want our Super Friends group to be an encouraging place. And so this is not a place to complain about something that's not working in your business, although you are welcome to ask questions. But please, this is going to be an encouraging place where we can, you know, if you need a little bit of encouragement, that's where you want to go. And this is a hugely important thing that especially in our type of business, where you're talking to people all day long, the good and the bad and the ugly are going to come at you all day long, and you're going to need encouragement every single day, and that's what this particular group is going to be about. You can also connect with me personally at Brian@SmarterNetworker, and if you've got any kind of questions or you know, issues with your business or whatever, and you don't have good leadership, if you just don't like what your leader's telling you, but your leader is successful, then don't call me. But if you don't have that leader in your business, you're basically an orphan in your business, and you need some guidance, I'm here for you. I'm absolutely willing to help you out. But if you do have strong leadership who has proof of success because they're making money, go listen to what they do. Even if they tell you something you don't like, that's the way to do it. You want to do it the way they're telling you how to do it, and stay plugged into what they're doing and follow directions. So that is about it. Now, there's a couple of different types of people that are in this class. Number one, we've got folks that are building business through cold leads. And that's people that purchase leads, and they make dials, you know, sometimes 100 dials, 200 dials a day. Our outbound sales team, for example, at DannyJohnson.com makes 100 dials outbound a day. Tammy Price actually made 213 dials yesterday, or Friday, I guess. So believe me, you can make those kinds of dials. Danny says that 100 dials that you're sending someone to a presentation with a conference call, a video, whatever, is going to take you about 3.5 hours. So if you're working your business 4 hours a day, you should be able to make somewhere near 100 dials per day, and you're going to have to learn the art of keeping those conversations short and sending them off to a recorded presentation or whatever your system, your model is. There's also people in this class that are working warm market. Maybe you're doing home presentations, one-on-one presentations. You're working with people that you know or that you meet. It's a little different type of business model. It's the way I came up in the business primarily, although I have worked some cold leads. But the main thing is that you're working with warmer market. Now, the results tend to be a little better in the sense that more people will take a look at your business because you've already built a relationship with them. So you may not need to talk to as many people initially until you burn through all the folks that you know. However, so your numbers may not be like making talking to 100 people a day. Maybe it's something smaller than that. Again, it's going to be more focused on the amount of time that you have, not so much the type of business that you're working. So if you're talking with Walmart, you should still be making a fair number of calls every single day. Those conversations might be a little bit longer, and you're also going to get a better response to those calls many times if you're doing what you're going to learn tonight. And so some of your time in your business might be spent on actually showing the business, and then if you work Danny's three meeting plan system, you have a never ending supply of leads and connections. And then the third type is lukewarm, and this is what I call flyers or some kind of advertising or some kind of connection based networking, where you actually have a connection to these people, and whether it's just you live in the same area or something like that, but it's not a direct friend of yours, but it's also not totally cold, and there's a little bit of a connection somewhere in there. That's called lukewarm market, and that's very, very powerful as well. So all three ways are very, very good. They're very viable. Every one of them has a different strategy behind it, but they all work, and there's proof in this call for all of those. And tonight's training is going to definitely display that as Danny talks to both styles of business, both warm market and cold market. No matter what type of business you're building, these principles and rules that you're going to learn tonight apply to your business. So we're going to dive in. Again, keep an eye out for the emails with, let's say, PNC 2017 Prospect or PNC class. You're going to find those, and it'll have links. Like, I'll send out a link for the Super Friends Facebook group. We'll be sending out a variety of other things over the next couple of weeks, including your homework, as well as survey links and different things that you might need to be successful in the class. So keep an eye on your emails. Plug into the Super Friends group in the next day or so once we get it all worked, all the details worked out on that. And then this particular class is Monday night from 8 to about 9:30, and Tuesday night also from 8 to about 9:30 Central Time. And then in the future we'll be getting some guests from the class, students from the class who are having success. We want them to share their stories. So if you're interested in doing that, you've had some success from either past classes or this particular class, we want to hear from you, and we'd love to have you include those stories on your, when you turn in your homework, and share that with us, because that encourages a lot of people. You can also share those stories over in the Super Friends Facebook group starting tomorrow. So we're going to dive into our training tonight with Danny Johnson, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Absolutely on it. Tracy, say hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you on speakerphone?
I am. I'll take it off.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes. Okay, now, just in case anybody, and I'm sure Tracy doesn't do this, but just in case any of you do this, don't anybody, no one ever prospect on a speakerphone. Never. It is impersonal. People are wondering if other people are eavesdropping on them. People are not comfortable with it, and the phone often, if you're on speakerphone, it often cuts out, and so you're missing parts of the conversation. And so don't ever prospect on a speakerphone. Never, ever. People are not comfortable. The prospect's not comfortable talking on a speakerphone. Okay. Tracy, get your script. Let me see. You are working cold market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good job. Talk to 38 people. That's not a high ratio of getting a hold of people, so the quality of the leads. Where
terrible.
Are you recycling your leads?
Yeah, they're really old leads. I've just found a better source. So,
you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so old leads are going to give you that kind of a ratio. Well, actually, it's 4%. Yeah, I mean, it's 4%, and that's not, you know, typically with cold market, you'll get a hold of anywhere from 5 to 10%. The most I've ever heard is 20%. Actually, I've heard of 100%, but that's a fluke. That's like once in a great while. And that's a real expensive lead. The more money that you pay for leads, the higher quality and the better ratio you get of getting a hold of people. But I don't recommend that for people unless they've got a really good skill set in being able to prospect and close, not to spend a lot of money on leads. I mean, I would pay $25 for a lead, but I can close 100% of them. So that's the only time I would expect for somebody to spend money on expensive leads. Okay, so but 4% really isn't that bad. I mean, you did a lot of activity. But not bad. How long have you been doing what you're doing?
I've been doing my business for, gosh, almost 5 years, but I've really only been prospecting like this since we started listening to you back in November.
Okay, cool. All right, so now let me ask you one question. And good job. So you kind of crossed yourself over in learning a new culture, essentially.
Yes, ma'am.
Good job, Tracy. Okay, so Tracy, next question I have for you is, you say that you brought 33 people to a presentation. How do you know they actually showed up for that presentation?
Well, after what you said a little bit ago, I don't.
You're right. You don't know. Okay, well, actually, you do know. How many people were actually there when you called them back?
Very few.
Well, how many? Because you need to document that.
Yeah, I had, let's see, I think I had 9 people.
Okay, now look, your closing ratios are better than you thought. So you had 9 people out of 33. So you sent 33 people, you said, hey, go check out this presentation. Is it a web presentation? What is it?
Yeah, it's a website. It's a video.
Okay, so it's a video. How long is the video?
It's about 8 minutes.
That's perfect. Okay, and in that video, does it tell someone how to get started?
No, it doesn't.
What does it do?
It gives them an overview of our company, of our culture, kind of talks about just the industry, talks a little bit about our products, has several testimonies, and then says to get back with the person who sent them to that.
Okay, so it has some testimonies, and that's it. So it doesn't go through the comp plan or anything like that?
No, it does not.
Okay. All right, so you had 9 people answer the phone that after they watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to log on?
No, they don't.
Okay,
nope.
that's not a problem. All right, so you closed 1 out of 9?
Yes.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Okay, good.
It is. I mean, that's really, really good. Now, see, the key is to get more people to show up after they watch the video.
Right.
Right? So you're in both classes, which is wise.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can help more people out of the 33 show up. So when you do that, so let's for example, let's say if you had 18 people show up, how many people would you have sponsored?
If I would have had 18?
If you had 18 people show up for the comp. The
oh, I would have sponsored 2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, you would have sponsored 2. Now, the one over here with the new product client, is that the same person?
No, it's a different one.
Oh, then you closed 2 out of 9.
Okay.
You closed 2 out of 9. That's awesome, girl.
Oh, yay.
No, it is. I'm going to tell you, I know people who generate a 6-figure income on only a 10% closing ratio.
Well, and these are literally like, I think these leads are like 5 or 6 cents a piece. I mean, they're cheap and they're
cheap,
old.
Cheap.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
good. So you were probably, man, this is awesome. Okay, good job. So even if you just stayed on that, even if you stayed with the cheap leads, okay, doing 1,000 dials a week, all right, with the 38 people that you had a conversation with, it sounds like it went okay. 33 people saying, yes, I'll go check out your video, okay, but we know that not all of them did. If I can get you to just double your ratios, right, if I could just get 18 to show up instead of 33, right, that means you wind up with 2 product clients and 2 enrolled. That means you closed 4 out of 18.
Mm.
You can generate a 6-figure income doing that.
Okay.
You can generate a 6-figure income doing what you're doing right now, just on 10%.
Okay.
Isn't it shocking?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm really proud of you that you got 1,000 dials going. Okay, so which script are you using?
I primarily use the one on page 16 of the green book, the prospecting script.
Okay, prospecting, page 16. Mm-hmm. Everybody turn to that if you don't have it, by the way, you're only hurting yourself. You're going to be so far behind in this class. You better have both script books for this class. If you're in both classes, you definitely need both script books. Okay, and Laura Lee. I have Laura Lee that's listening. She's a class coordinator. Please find the ones that has all my tabs on it. It should be in my office for Thursday. Okay, so Tracy, I'm going to be the prospect. You're going to prospect me, all right? And I'm going to see what I can help you with to help more people out of those 33 show up for the next phone call so you can close them.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
All right. Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, it's Tracy. I was calling you back. You had requested some information about working from home, and I wanted to see what I could do for you.
Okay. Well, what do you have?
Well, do you have a pen and paper handy, Danny?
I can get one.
Okay. I'll hang on. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. I've got one.
All right. Awesome. Let me give you my name and number.
Okay.
My first name's Tracy.
Okay.
My last name is Reuter. And my telephone number is 847 blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Gosh, Danny, to save us both some time, if I could just ask you a couple quick questions, that way I can figure out the best information to direct you to.
Okay.
So, Danny, what do you do for work now?
I am a cocktail waitress.
Oh, okay. How long have you been doing that?
About a month and a half.
Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
What do you like about it?
I like the different types of people that I get to interact with.
Really?
Uh-huh.
In what ways?
Well, the place that I work, I start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I go until about 3 o'clock in the morning. And so the actual place that I work at turns from, you know, a burger and fries kind of place in the afternoon to a fine dining restaurant to a hoppin' bar around midnight.
Wow, okay. Is there a time of day that you like better?
The hoppin' bar.
Really? Why is that?
Well, the tips are the best then, and the reason why is because all the other bars in the area, I live in Hawaii, and all the other bars in the area, they close down for the hotels, and then all of those employees come to my bar.
Oh, okay.
And so these are all other servers. And they really know how to tip. They're fun. They're not, you know, they're not demanding. Not only that, but I get, like, during the day, a lot of Japanese tourists, they don't tip at all.
Mm, yeah.
And they barely speak English, so it's kind of difficult with them. And then there's the, you know, stuffy people that are wealthy that come for dinner for the fine dining restaurants.
Wow, so it sounds like that end of the shift is the best part.
It is totally the best part, and that's where majority of the tips come into.
Okay. Well, now, is there anything you don't like about doing the cocktail waitress thing?
Probably the hours.
Okay.
It's a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. Well, now, Danny, what did you do before you were your cocktail waitress thing?
I actually had my own business.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, what?
I was in the environmental industry.
Hmm. Okay. Well, now, what do you prefer? Which do you like better?
That's a really good question. I think both have pros and cons.
Okay. Okay. Well, now, what? You said you live in Hawaii. How long have you been there? Are you from Hawaii?
I am not originally from Hawaii. No.
Okay.
Not at all.
How long have you lived there?
About 6 months.
Okay. What do you like about living there?
The weather is unbelievable, and it's beautiful.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It's small. There's, like, barely any people here.
What island are you on?
The Big Island of Hawaii.
Gosh, we've never been there. We've been to Maui twice, but it's just,
yeah.
Seems like, you know, you're always on vacation.
When did you go?
We were there a couple years ago, and then, almost 10 years ago now.
Really? And you said you went where? To Maui?
We were in Maui twice, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did you stay?
About 10 days. It was really neat. So, but you know, we'd love to get there more often. So.
Now, were you able to see the Big Island from Maui?
Well, you know what, Danny, we were not able to do that.
Yeah,
we weren't. So one of these days, hopefully, we'll be able to get over there, and maybe we'll bump into each other.
Yeah. No, we can actually see where I live. I can see the island of Maui.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, where did you move from?
I moved from California.
From California. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, now, Danny, are you thinking about supplementing your cocktail waitressing income, or are you looking to do something more full-time?
I am probably just supplementing at first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, you said you had owned an environmental business. Have you ever worked from home or had your own business at home before?
Not from home. I had an office when I had my environmental company.
You have? Okay. All right. Well, now, what kind of income are you accustomed to earning?
Well, right now, it's you know, not that much. About $1,500 a month right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, what is it? What kind of income would you want to be able to generate if, let's say, you're going to do something part time? What would you need to earn to be able to make it worth your time?
I think an extra $1,500 a month would be great.
Okay. All right. Well, now, are you married, Danny?
No. Well, that's kind of an interesting story.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of am, and he kind of left.
So oh, okay.
I'm kind of about not to be.
All right. So you're on your
so
own.
So legally I am, but not, I'm really not.
Okay.
I'm about not to be married.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
It's been pretty devastating.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry. It's got to be hard.
Yeah, it has been hard.
That's got to be hard.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any kids?
I do. I have a 4-year-old daughter.
Oh, what a blessing.
Yeah.
What, do you get to spend a lot of time with her?
That's also an interesting long story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, Danny, do you have any capital set aside to start a business?
I'm sure I could get some.
Okay. All right. Well, Danny, the company that I work with, we have a pretty high standard for the kind of people that we're looking for because, you know, there's a lot of work on our part to get somebody set up in a business to be able to work from home and be successful. So we're looking for people that are absolutely serious about being able to, you know, build a business and make money from home. So how serious would you say you are about starting something, Danny?
I'm pretty serious, but what is this all about? I mean, how much does it cost to get started? And, you know, what would I be doing? And, you know, how many people, like, is there anybody else here in Hawaii that's doing this? And
well, those are awesome questions. And actually, right now, Dani, what we're doing is we're doing some pre-screening because we are looking for some people in Hawaii to help us expand our business. And so we really are just looking for people that are serious because I don't know if this is going to be a good fit for you or not. But, you know, what we're doing is as we screen people, if it seems like, you know, I can direct you to some information, then once you look at what it is that we're doing, then we can kind of figure out if it's going to be a fit for us to move forward, and I can get all those questions answered for you. So,
okay.
So let me tell you a little bit about the company that I work with.
Okay.
We are based in St. Louis, Missouri. Our company's been in business now for 20 years. This is our 21st year in business, and we're publicly traded. We're on the NASDAQ, and we do business in 14 countries. We've actually helped over 50,000 independent business owners around the globe. And one of the neat things that we've done is we've actually contracted in one of the best industry trainers to help our team members get training so that they can become successful. You know, Dani, like someone like yourself, it probably would be a different career. And so we've brought this trainer in to help make sure that you can get success as quickly as possible. So we're looking for people that have three main qualities. We're looking for someone who's a team player. We're looking for someone who's self-motivated and dependable. Do you feel like that fits who you are?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, do you still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. Dani, do you have internet access at your house?
I am not home right now.
Okay. But can you get online?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to go to our website. I'm going to need you to go to our corporate website.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video. It's about 8 minutes long, and it's going to give you an idea of who our company is, some of our culture, our character. And depending upon your response to that video will really determine what we do next. We're looking to make a decision here in the next week or so. Like I said earlier, we really want to find someone to help us expand there in Hawaii. So let me give you that website.
Okay.
Okay, it's www.blahblahblahblah.com.
Okay.
Okay, once you get there, you're going to need to choose the United States, and then you'll end up on a page where we'll have a video. Go ahead and hit play. Now, you're not at home right now. Dani, when will you be able to get to that?
Well, actually, I'm heading back from the beach right now, so
I'm
heading that direction because I've got to get ready for work.
Okay.
So probably today.
Okay. Well, what I can do is I can give you a call back. Want to say like about 4 o'clock? Is that before? Well, no, you said you work at 3, right?
Yeah, I work at 3.
Okay. How about
so
I give you a call at like 2 o'clock?
Yeah. 2
All right.
O'clock.
Now make sure that you have that pen and paper. You take some good notes because there's going to be some information, and we want to make sure that we'll be able to, you know, help you get that extra $1,500 a month so that you can, you know, supplement that income and, you know, hopefully maybe get through this tough time that you've been going through. And I'm not sure if we can help you, but if we can, Dani, we'd really be happy to do that.
Okay.
So, all right, so I will give you a call back at 2. You've got my phone number in case you have trouble with that website. Just give me a call back, and otherwise I'll plan on talking to you at 2.
Okay, great.
All right, awesome, Dani. Take care.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Okay. All right. I've got a couple things for you.
Okay.
Good job. And I know it's a little nerve-wracking being on the phone with me.
You have no idea.
I totally understand. And so I definitely am going to, you know, come from the perspective of that you're nervous on the phone with me. I'm sure that when you're on the phone with prospects, you're probably, you know, not as nervous as you're on the phone with me. But let me just give you a couple things. First of all, you have a very non-threatening, you have a great phone voice. You have great energy on the phone. Very friendly, man, you sound like you would be a friend of mine, you know, on the phone. So all of that is totally working for you, which is a blessing. The thing that you did to discount that friendly, non-threatening, you sound like you're a girlfriend of mine, was you said, my name is Tracy Loiter and my phone number is.
Oh, okay.
And if you notice, that's not in the script.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I picked that up somewhere. I thought I heard you say that. And so
Never heard me say that.
Okay, I'm dreaming.
You've never heard me say that.
Okay.
That goes completely against what I teach.
Okay.
It must have been some other trainer.
But it definitely
wasn't me. Anyway, so that kind of, here's what's important to do. You know, as we are going and we're trying to find lots of, you know, information on how we can learn how to do things, it's very important to just, to find a groove and stick to it. And so what I come across very often is people picking up different things from lots of different trainers and really not even realizing, has that trainer ever even sponsored anybody? I'll tell you that 90% of them have never. 90% of the people that are teaching how to prospect and how to build a business have never even built a business themselves. That's what's awesome about what we have here. Anything that you hear that we give you, we've done personally and have outrageous results from it. I didn't become a millionaire from teaching seminars. I became a millionaire from building a home-based business. So there's a big difference, a huge difference. And I've, you know, my husband and I have made millions in real estate and investments and other businesses as well. But we have our true track record. You know, our initial track record is just from building a home-based business. That the other businesses that we built spurred off from our home-based business. So, yeah, you have this very non-threatening, friendly, easy to listen to, easy to talk to, easy to open up to you. You're disarming is what it is, and that's awesome. That's a big blessing. And so, but you armed me by saying your name and phone number, your first and last name and phone number.
Mm, okay.
So that made me take a step back and going, okay, wait a minute, this person's going to try to sell me something. And so so take that out. Just stick to the script.
Okay.
There's a few other things that you ad-libbed and added to the script. There's no reason to add it. All it does is give you extra words, and actually it gave you a defensive posture is what it did. And you were kind of like backtracking and moving forward and trying to, oh, I got to make this happen, I got to do that. And that's what I heard in your voice. And some of that is nervousness because you're talking to me, but I can pretty much guarantee you it probably happens on the phone with your prospects as well. It's almost like you've got your dukes up and you're ready. Okay. I know they're going to ask me a question. Do you feel that way when you're prospecting?
Not nearly as much as I did with you.
Okay. So, well, the truth is, and here's another thing. The truth is that your numbers tell me something. I bet you feel like most of the conversations go pretty well with your prospecting, right?
Yeah, they do.
And you're really shocked when they're not there after the, yep.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. You're doing a lot of talking. And
yeah.
You have the personality where you feel really good talking.
Yeah.
So you feel good about the conversation, but how do you know if the prospect feels good about the conversation?
Well, I'm guessing they don't because they're not there.
You're right.
Yeah.
And so, again, let me ask that question again. How do you know whether or not the prospect feels good about the conversation?
Because they're doing a lot of talking.
Well, no, if they show up.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, right.
It's real simple.
Right.
So, you know, you feel, just because you feel good about it, and this goes for everybody that's listening right now, just because you feel like, no, I'm really connecting with the prospect. Well, just because you're doing a lot of talking or you're feeling like you're finding things to relate to them with, let me give you the prime example. You lost control of the conversation in two places. One, you lost control of the conversation of your disarming, non-threatening, friendly self when you said, hey, what can I do for you? And I said, well, what do you have? I mean, I'm an open door. Great. Do you have a pen and paper handy? Well, I can get one. Great. Save us both time. I need to ask a few questions to figure out which information to direct you to. Okay, but instead you said, well, my name is Tracy, and my phone, my Loiter, and this is how you spell it, and here is my phone number. Okay, I don't know this person. How do I get off the phone with them quick?
Okay.
They're going to try to sell me something. This is a telemarketer. I'm done with this conversation. Okay? So that was the first place where I took one step back. The second place I took a step back was here. What do you do for a living? And I said, you know, I'm a cocktail waitress. What do you like about it? Whatever. All that stuff went really good. Okay, and you said you lived in Hawaii. What part? And you said, oh, I've never been there, but I've been to Maui twice on vacations. And then you lost the control right there.
Mm-hmm.
Really? When did you come? Oh, you said, oh, first, you know, 10 years ago and then just a few whatevers ago. And, you know, how long did you stay? Well, we stayed for 10 days. So now what you were looking for was a place where you could – build common ground. For 1 year, Tracy, I don't want you to do that.
Okay.
I don't want you in the initial contact to put you into the equation. I want bridges being built. Now, to build bridges and to build me twos, I want your me twos and bridges to be built between the prospect and where they want to go. Not between you and common ground of the prospect.
Okay.
The way to get these prospects to fall in love with you is to get them talking about themselves. What you didn't find out is that I hated Hawaii. I was homeless in Hawaii.
Mm. Right.
And you're, like, really building up Hawaii.
I totally felt like I lost it there. Like, I knew exactly what you were doing. I'm like, crap, I lost it here.
And I'm sure that majority of your conversations that you feel really good about are the ones where you lose control of the conversation and not know it.
Right.
It's where you find common ground. You go, oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, you have kids? I have kids too. How old are yours?
Mm-hmm.
Mine are.
Right.
Oh, your husband's an engineer. Mine is too. How long has he been? Oh, mine's been for.
That happened to me twice today, as a matter of fact. You're saying it. Two people I talked to today talked about going on disability and how long it's taken. I'm like, gosh, it took my husband almost 4 years, too. I understand, you know, right, went right to that. So, okay. So a whole year, huh? You don't want me to do that?
No. No. It's not about you. It's about the prospect.
Right.
And you make it about you. Well, the thing you have to ask yourself, is it working?
Not like it should be.
It's not at all
working.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
The answer is no.
Right.
The answer is no, it's not working. You're making yourself the issue. And so, and then what happened was is that your posture changed from friendly, non-threatening, and disarming to defensive and backpedaling and trying to regain control. And when you listen to the MP3, you're going to hear you started talking faster and faster and faster and faster because you were afraid I was going to interrupt you again. So you start off at a certain pace in the beginning, and then because I just know you're going to ask me another question. And you know what, Danny? I don't know if this really is for you.
Right.
I mean, you really drove that one in because I asked you questions. The reason why I asked you questions is because you gave me an opportunity to by talking about yourself.
Okay. So yeah, so I'm going to avoid that by not talking about myself.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to make the prospect the real big issue. Okay, I'm going to take you through, and by the way, I want to tell you, you did a really good job, too, at the end, where, you know, when I asked you the question, and you just belabored it a little too long, when you said, you know, Danny, so how serious are you about starting a home-based business? Well, I'm very serious, but tell me why. Well, what is this about, and, you know, I started, is there anybody else in Hawaii doing this, and, you know, remember I started drilling you with like that?
Yep.
You did a really good job initially, but then you belabored it. You didn't need to belabor it, which means you got defensive.
Okay.
And so here's how you could do it. So you said, well, you know, right now, you know what, Danny, this is some really good questions. And you did that very confidently, by the way. You were not afraid to say that to me, and that was awesome. You know what, Danny, this is some great questions. In fact, let me just go ahead and tell you about the company I work with. That's all you needed to say.
Oh, okay.
But you spent about a minute or two right there. And you really belabored the issue. Well, you know, I really don't know if this is even for you. And da 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 on and on and on and on. Really going after it. And then for the rest of the script, you were defensive. And so it'd be, you know, so when I asked the script, man, this is some great questions. Let me just tell you about the company I work with. Bam, stick to the script.
Okay.
At any place that someone asks you questions, unless it's someone really being a jerk, and there is a jerk script in the script book, but unless they're being a jerk, which I wasn't, you know, I'm just, you know, well, what is this all about, da, 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 you know, man, those are some great questions. Let me just go ahead and tell you about the company I work with. At any place that someone asks you a question, you can just keep reading the script. Now, let me tell you some things that made me, here's some other things. In the some questions they ask are, you know, Danny, so, you know, what would it have to be worth your time? Well, you're elevating me instead of elevating the opportunity with that question.
Right.
I'm a stinking cocktail waitress making $1,500 a month. Okay? So what would it be worth your time? That's what a car salesman says. A car salesman will ask me, so, Danny, which color car would you want? This one or that one? You know, what would be worth it for you to pay monthly for this vehicle? Those are standard salesy statements.
I don't know why I even asked it that way. I think I may have said that to somebody for the first time today because I've never said it that way until, like, before the calls I was making before this call.
It might be more often than you think than what you can remember because I'm pointing it out right now and you're trying to figure out, you know, how many times have I said that. It rolled off your tongue pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it totally did.
Uh-huh. So there's a good chance you probably said it 1,000 times over the last 5 years.
Okay.
So it came pretty natural. If it was the first time, you'd have been stuttering through it. But it was because you actually asked that question or you phrased a question twice like that.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't just once. It was two times here in the Some Questions to Ask Are, and then another time, you know, whether or not it'll be worth it for you, that kind of thing. The that is just a very salesy technique. Stay away from it. It promotes a trigger in the prospect that they don't want to hear. Okay. anyway, you did a great job even towards the end of the script. You know, hey, we're looking for people in Hawaii. Not we'll be making a decision in the next week. That took away the urgency for me to look now.
Okay.
We'll be making a decision here in the next couple of days.
Okay.
For those positions there in Hawaii. That makes me drive home right now faster to get online to look. Next week? Meh. Not much urgency in next week. Okay, cool. All right, let me... I want to just kind of give you, I want you to feel what I felt going through it, and then I want you to feel the way the prospect should feel.
Okay.
All right. So let's go here. Ring, ring. Hello. Yo, you. Ring, ring. You say hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good. How's it going?
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Oh. Okay. Well, what company are you with, Danny?
That's a good question. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I sure do.
Okay. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Now, are you currently working from home?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what is it that you do?
I work for a telecommunications company.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long have you been doing that?
8 years.
My goodness. And from home?
Well, I have a couple of offices, but I do work out of my house.
Wow. Good for you. 8 years. Now, what exactly do you do with that telecom company?
I run the Midwest sales division for their corporate group.
Okay. Now, how did you ever get started in a company like that?
Oh, gosh. I started a long time ago as a sales rep and got moved up. I knew somebody who knew somebody, and then I just got promoted, and so I've been with them for a long time.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, what do you like about it?
You know, it's always challenging. It's exciting. I really enjoy when our team achieves their numbers every month, and it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in that position where you basically have, you know, other people that you're influencing?
Oh, gosh, 5 or 6 years now.
Okay. So you got promoted fairly quickly?
I sure did, yeah.
Good for you. Now, what do you not like about it?
Oh, I work 70 to 80 hours a week.
And no.
Yeah. I never do anything with my family, and it's pretty stressful. It's a pretty stressful position. I've got 120 people that work for me, so it's like having 120 little children I'm taking care of.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Gosh, you know, I also worked in a situation where, you know, I was actually working over 100 hours a week, six days a week, and, you know, did not know my kids. My marriage was just doing terrible. I mean, I totally can relate to that kind of, it's got to be very difficult, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Being able to put your kids to bed and, you know, I just really miss those little hugs and kisses from my kids. I mean, it's just a terrible thing.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we don't have any kids.
Oh, you don't have any kids?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay, so it's just you and your husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, well, that, you know, does he work a lot of hours too?
No, he's disabled.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. So are you pretty much the one that's providing?
Uh-huh, yeah, I am.
Wow. So that also puts a bit of added pressure for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I actually have a client that had, you know, a very similar situation where they were having to provide solely for the household and, you know, well, essentially you're working two jobs, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. I don't look at it that way, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, well, good for you. Okay, we're going to stop right there.
Yeah.
Can I drift?
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do.
Okay, now let's go ahead and go through it the other way.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so now are you currently working from home?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is it that you do?
I work for a telecommunications company.
Okay, and how long have you been doing that?
I've been with them for 8 years now.
Okay, and how did you get started in that field?
Well, gosh, I started working in technology in college, and it just sort of, I ended up, you know, the right opportunity, right place at the right time.
Okay. And you said that you get to do this from home.
Yeah, I have a couple different offices. I travel throughout the Midwest, but I do get to work at home quite a bit.
Okay. Now, when you say that you work for a telecom company, what exactly are your duties daily and the tasks that they have you do?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I run the Midwest for our corporate sales channel, so I'm responsible for all the sales, everything that has to do with all of our clients. You know, through a 5-state region. So there's quite a few different things.
Now, what's the actual product that your sales force sells?
We sell wireless programs and wireless data to corporate clients.
Okay. So who would be, like, your clients?
Pretty much everybody from a Fortune 100 company all the way down to a small mom and pop business. I handle the whole everybody that's considered a business.
Okay. Now, how do you or your sales force go out and acquire that business?
We do a lot of cold calling.
Wow.
You know, we have existing client base, but that's a select group of my team. But the rest of my team does a lot of cold calling, feet on the street, and also by phone.
Okay. Now, how many people do you manage?
I have 120 people on my staff.
Wow. That's incredible. Now, what do you like about what you do?
It can be a lot of fun. It's exciting when we do well. It's fun to see people achieve their goals and to celebrate the success with the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
What do you not like about it?
Oh, my gosh, the list is long. I work 70 to 80 hours a week, and it's incredibly stressful. And, 120 people means 120 personalities and problems and challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be tough.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Now, are you thinking of replacing your income or just supplementing it?
Well, I think for now just supplementing it, but ultimately I'd like to replace it as soon as possible.
Okay. Now, are you married?
I am, yep.
Okay. And what does your husband do?
He's on disability. He's not worked since 2002.
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
He has Parkinson's disease.
How old is he?
He's 43 now, but he was diagnosed at 34.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope.
Now, that's not common, is it?
Well, no, not really.
My goodness. Now, what did he do for his profession?
He was a land surveyor and worked in the construction field for a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That is crazy.
It's okay. God is good to us.
Oh, man. Now, do you guys have kids?
No, we don't.
Okay. Now, have you ever been self-employed or owned a business before?
I have not, no.
Okay. Now, what level of income are you currently accustomed to?
Well, usually my income's anywhere between, in a bad year, probably about $150,000, and a good year, $250,000 or higher.
Okay. And what kind of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months?
Well, I'd like to be able to bring in an extra, $2,000 to $4,000 a month.
All right. And do you have capital set aside to start your business?
I do.
Okay. Now, so we'll just stop here. So you're catching my drift.
Yeah.
One, now you are put on a, well, you just tell me how you felt between both.
Yeah, totally different. When you work 70 to 80 hours a week, you don't want to have somebody up you and say, oh, I work 100. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, sure you do, you know. Yeah, I totally felt different, completely. Completely.
Mm-hmm. And the first time around when I'm, like, wasting your time, you're a Ruby, and that's obvious, okay?
Yeah.
So as a Ruby, you don't want me wasting your time.
Right.
Okay, and so me going off about my life and my family, you're driving me stinking crazy.
Right, and I didn't even have kids, so I'm like, good for you.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yep.
Okay, so that's the drift. So I kept you on a place of you needing to impress me, and you're being interviewed. You felt being interviewed, correct?
I did, yeah.
Okay, but the first time through, did you feel being interviewed?
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay, so there you go. So that's what I would do. Don't lean on, and everyone write this down, don't lean on your personality or your talent to prospect. It's not about that. It's about really making that prospect feel important. It's making them, it's developing trust with them. The trust is not being developed by your credibility or your talent or your personality. Tracy, I'm going to venture to say that you've had people inside of your organization say, well, you're successful because of your personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had people that won't get involved in the business because of my background and
exactly.
Who I am.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay? And the reason is because your background and your personality is what's on the forefront.
Right.
Not them. So when you make the prospect feel like they are the one that's important and they are special, and you are trustworthy because you're not the issue and they are the issue, now that's not an issue. And it's a challenge because you've had to lean on your talent and your personality with your profession.
Right.
Right. But to pull the best out in other people, have you been a Dynasty yet?
No, we'll be at our first one here in Chicago.
In Chicago, okay.
Yeah.
That workshop, that 3 days, is going to massively change your entire culture for your whole business. You are going to have such significant breakthrough with your sales force. It's going to just blow your mind. I'm going to give you one quick form of advice on that. I'm sure you have a good-sized business, correct, if you've been doing your business for 5 years?
It's suffering right now.
It is?
Yeah.
There's one focus I would have right now, and that would be to get as many new people to first steps as possible so that they can qualify for Dynasty, because that's how you'll raise up leadership. The reason why your business is suffering right now is probably because you don't have any leadership that's like you.
Okay, yeah.
You're probably the biggest leader inside your group, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, no one has surpassed you, right?
No.
No one's done better than you?
One time, 1 month.
The answer's no.
No, yeah, no. No.
The answer's no.
No.
Okay, so in order for that to happen, that's where my strengths are, is in raising up other leaders who can do better than me. And that doesn't mean that I sucked in my results. I had 100% closing ratio. I sponsored 40 to 60 people per month. I've raised up many people who've done far more than I have. So, but that has not happened because I'm so good at it. It happened because of a system. And so the system that you currently have, everyone, your business is dependent on Tracy. Now, Tracy, you don't need any more things dependent on you.
Right.
You don't. You're a strong woman, so therefore you think you can handle it. However, it's not what's best for everybody else. And in the long term, it's not what's best for you. I used to build it the way that, you know, that way that you are experiencing right now, where no one did better than me and everyone depended on me. There's only so many hours in the day that you have to be able to have those people depend on you.
Right.
And basically what you build is probably similar to what you have in your telecom business.
Yeah, yeah. And I've only come to that realization, Dani, since we started listening to your stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to help your people become independent and to far surpass you. And so this next Monday night call that's coming up, I'm going to do that call live, and it is about finding the few who will and who will do it with all they got. I'm going to be talking about that next Monday night. But First Steps and Dynasty, between those two events, First Steps, if you've been to one, if you've been to 20, it's about developing the leadership within you to a much higher level than where it is. And your leadership is awesome right now. Okay, you have done a lot. You've accomplished a lot in your life. But their next stage of leadership is developing other people who can do better than you.
That would be awesome.
Yes. And therefore, therefore you have nothing but comrades. You don't have people sucking the life out of you.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because I've lived it. That's how I know, and I've watched my clients live it. So anyway, between the two of us, we're going to be able to raise up some insane leadership for you, and you'll have multiple examples. In fact, you'll end your year. Just imagine this. This is the way I ended. This is the way I started every year. So I close out, you know, at a 12 month cycle of a year. You know, it's December. It's all done, and I raised up 12 leaders. Every month, raised up a brand new person that's generating a six-figure income. And so then I would start January, and this is what I would say. I'm putting my check in the drawer, and I have nobody in my business. Why? Because they were all totally independent. They all knew how to build it themselves, and we were nothing but comrades. And so then here was January, and I would say to my prospects, listen, right now I'm interviewing for 12 positions, and I am looking for one for January, and just like the one I found last year in January, and her name was Tracy. And let me tell you what happened to Tracy. And let me tell you where Tracy is now. So it would be, in other words, my track record was established, and now it would be, I'm looking to develop a whole new organization, a whole new people that will compete with the group that I built last year.
Mm, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that group didn't need me. So now it's all new, fresh, and now I'm building a group that's going to do better than the last one. So there wasn't a question in that prospect's mind as to whether or not we would do it. None. So,
wow. Thank you, Dani. Thank you so much.
We'll
that's awesome.
That. Well, you've got a killer, killer foundation, obviously, and your past experience has helped you tremendously. We're just going to get rid of some of the salesy stuff. and I'm sure you definitely, you know, you've done a great job. But you're ready for your next step. And the next step is, in fact, I'm going to ask you, Tracy, right on the spot, how many brand new people will you have in Los Angeles?
I have two right now.
Okay, brand new, not old, that you're dragging across the finish line.
Nobody. Danny, I'm working so hard on that right now. That's been my focus, is
good
making
job.
Sure I have people with us.
Yeah, and they need to be new people.
Yeah.
You need to get new people. And so these other people, these two old people, the focus for them is who's new that they're bringing with them. That's the only way you're going to see growth.
Right.
You're not going to see growth with old people coming to First Steps in Dynasty.
Right.
You're going to see growth with new blood.
Right.
And you'll see that they are starting with a totally different culture, the new ones.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, they'll start with a totally different culture, totally different mindset, totally different pace. Which is fun and exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. You have no idea. I could cry. It's so exciting.
You're so cute. Okay, cool. All right. Well, awesome. You really have a killer foundation. And I think your prospecting numbers are definitely going to increase from here. And honestly, I think you could probably still, well, you already said you found a different lead source and are using some other leads. So, you know, you can test between both, those really dirt cheap ones and then the other ones, because 4% isn't bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Well, when Hans challenged us in St. Louis to do the 1,000 dials, it was so easy, I just kept doing it.
So proud of you.
You know. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, so you could keep on that same path, and you're going to have some pretty killer results. Because if you're able to have 38 conversations, just what we did today, you're going to have more people. You should at least have 18 showing up.
Okay.
Yeah, so that already doubles it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deal.
So, I mean, you could build a great business just on that alone. All right, girl.
It's a deal. Thanks,
Danny.
All right,
good job.
Awesome.
All right.
God bless you.
You too. I'll see you in L.A.
Sounds good.
All right. Amy, go ahead and put her back in the class.
Okay.
And give me Michael Kitchen, please.
One moment. Michael, your line is now open.
Aloha.
How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are
good.
You?
Good. Hey, I saw a picture of your beautiful bride.
Oh, thank you.
Gosh, she is gorgeous. And it's early over there in the morning for you. Good job getting up early.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. It's so good to hear your voice. So good to hear your voice. And so good that you took Issa's advice and upped those dials.
I sure did.
Good job. That actually got you in here to be role played with. All right, pull out your script. Now, you're working still cold market.
Yeah, still working cold market.
Good job. And I know you're probably making friends everywhere you go in Hawaii, too.
Yes.
All righty. So you were able to get a hold of 20% of the people on those leads you had. That is outrageous, by the way.
And these are stinking aged Petra lists.
Where did you get those leads from?
2 years old. Oh, I just had them in my system forever.
No.
Yeah.
So you recycled your own leads.
Yeah.
Good job. That's awesome.
Dang.
All right, so he recycled his leads. He got a hold of 20% of the people. Now let's go ahead and work on this presentation deal. Go ahead and start with page 16.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Michael. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, what do you have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for National Car Rental.
Oh, and how long have you been working there?
I have been working here for about 8 months.
8 months. Okay. Do you love it?
Sort of.
What do you like about it?
Okay, good comeback. I like that I pretty much don't have a boss watching over my head.
Oh, okay. And what do you dislike?
What do I dislike? The pay. I tripled the sales of the company, but they did not triple my pay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you right now thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I think I would like to supplement it at first and then eventually replace it.
Okay. And are you married?
No, I'm not.
And do you have kids?
I do. I have a year-old daughter.
Oh, right on. Have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
No, I haven't. I don't even know what that means, actually.
Okay. Now, what level of income are you accustomed to?
About $1,500 a month.
$1,500? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have, and what kind of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
I'm looking, it would be great to, you know, make an extra $1,500 a month maybe.
Okay. So do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
You mean do I have money in savings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
Pretty serious.
Tell me why.
Well, like I said, I mean, I tripled the sales of the company, but I, you know, they definitely didn't triple my income. So I want, you know, I want to own a house someday. I want to be able to buy a new car. I drive new cars here at the lot, but I don't own one.
How did you triple the income of the company? I'm curious.
Well, the location that I started with was dying. They were actually going to close it down, and so they just hired, you know, they gave me one last shot when I started. And I basically went out and just made relationships with different places. Like, for example, we have a private airport pretty close to my location, and so I went in and built relationships with the people who run that airport and then put out, you know, just said, hey, if you ever have somebody here that wants to, that needs to rent a car, they're obviously flying in and don't have one, you know, I would be glad to pick them up and bring them over and get them squared away really quick. Also made relationships with other people, that other dealerships that don't have rental cars available for them. So, you know, I kind of made a deal with those people as well. So just really got our name out there and made people aware of what we were doing.
Oh, right on. Well, great. So how serious are you? Again, you said very serious or kind of serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me why.
Well, as I said, I want to own a home and I want to buy a new car.
Okay, gotcha. Let me tell you a little bit about our company. All right, we're a 15-year-old, $2 billion corporation. We have hundreds of thousands of representatives internationally. We're currently doing business in 11 different countries. Just to name a few, we're in Australia, Japan, and the United States. We have hundreds of thousands of satisfied clients all over the world. And because of their satisfaction, they actually refer business to us on a monthly basis.
Okay.
We're currently debt-free and publicly traded. We've been in a number of different publications. Danny, have you heard of Forbes or Business Week?
Yeah, I have.
Forbes recognizes us as one of the top 10 best small companies in America.
Okay.
And Business Week has recognized us as one of the top 10 hottest growth companies. We were founded by Blah Blah, and the name of our company is ABC Corporation.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of us?
No, I haven't.
Okay, great. Now, Danny, the person we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel you have these qualities?
Absolutely.
Great. And do you still have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
I want to confirm your email address. What's the best email to contact you at?
Danny@yahoo.com.
Okay. I'm going to send you a link to our website just to make sure you get the information. Hey, by the way, do you have access to the Internet while talking to me?
I do.
Go ahead and go over to the computer. I just want to make sure that you don't have any problems downloading the information.
Okay.
So tell me about your daughter.
She's about a year old. What do you want to know? She's fun.
What color are her eyes?
Brown.
She must be adorable.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
No.
You don't?
So, did that website come up for you?
Not yet. It's kind of going a little slow.
All right, go log into your email. I just want to make sure it doesn't have any problem getting it. Okay. See that? Did you get that one from Michael?
Say again?
Did you get the email from Michael?
Yeah, I got it.
Mariana. All right, well, open that up. And what I want you to do is call that number on the top right. It's a 12-minute recorded message, just an overview. Also, open that little brochure on the top left just to kind of see some visuals. What I want you to do is take some really good notes, because on this website is the information that you requested. So you can make an extra $1,500 a month, really be able to buy yourself a new house and a car, and use the skills that you have of being able to, you know, triple the income of that company to really build something for yourself.
Okay.
Let me give you my phone number. It's blah blah. We're pre-screening a lot of people right now. We will be making a decision real soon. So the sooner you can check out that website and listen to that recorded call, the better. Depending on your response to the information, we'll determine whether or not we'll work together and where you fit in on our team. If you're available in 30 minutes, I'll give you a call back. We'll see if it's a match and what your next step might be. So what time is it over there?
It is 10:34.
Okay, so does about 11 o'clock work for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have a calendar in front of you?
I do.
Okay, can you just pencil that in? My
sure.
name's Michael.
Okay.
Okay, I'm writing you in right now. That'll be 8 a.m. over here.
Okay.
Okay. So if for some reason some emergency comes up and you're not going to be able to be at the phone, can you just give me a quick call?
Sure.
And I'll do the same on this end. I just don't want us to waste each other's time.
Okay. No problem.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow, Michael. You have come a long way. You have come a long way, man. Okay, I got a couple things for you, though. You were two different people in the script. In the front half of the script, and by the way, you are so comfortable on the phone, so relaxed and just, you know, obviously killer phone voice, all that stuff, everything that you've always had. The issue that I have is that in the first part of the script, you know, where the some questions to ask are, all the way into, you know, tell me how serious you are about starting a home-based business, you completely changed. And I liked the improvement, to be honest with you, on the second half of the script where you started in on the company overview. Then you became, then your posture raised, your confidence raised, and your company overview, you sounded very professional and very educated. But prior to that, you sounded too relaxed and very uneducated, and you did not know what you were doing. But from the company overview all the way to the end, it would, like, puckered my butt. Like, oh, okay, I need to impress this guy. I mean, just your posture alone was amazing. Your confidence in your company, your belief in what you were doing. You were literally two different people. You were not confident in interviewing me at all.
Right.
And you are one with that script. You know that script. I did not tell you were reading a script. I mean, it was good. Okay, I mean, it was really good. The back half of your presentation there was awesome. The front half of it, you really lost me. Now, here's a couple things I got to give you. First of all, Michael, You kind of recovered yourself because you realized, probably because you're on the phone with me and on the spot role-playing with me, crap, I really didn't find out how she... I know that's what happened because you've heard me ream other people for the same thing, and that's the only reason why you backtracked there. I'm like, okay, good recovery there. But at the same time, I want you to really focus on interviewing me. Okay, I remember you telling me that your dad is an artist and you worked for his... art gallery, right? And you sell his art, correct?
I did, right? Yeah,
did.
Not anymore.
Okay, but
yeah.
You did. All right, now in doing so, I want you to pretend for a minute that you were the one that was in charge of hiring or firing the salespeople to sell his art. If you are interviewing me for his company, you would ask me a whole bunch more questions, and you'd really want to find out my sign. Remember, strengths, interests, goals, and needs. You didn't find out any of that information about me. You didn't find out any of it. And again, it's an interview. You're not trying to sell me your product or your service. But I'm telling you, Michael, when you then took over and you got the part about your company, you know, the company script and the rest of it, gosh, like, you know, you got me going, oh, okay, yes, sir, yeah, I'll go there now, just from your posture. But did I?
I always thought I got too serious at that part.
No,
so
no. That's how you should be for the whole script. It was perfect.
Okay,
it was perfect. And so, yeah, you were a little. In other words, the way your voice is, Michael, you're very non-threatening anyway. You have a casual tone in your voice already. But when you went through the rest of that script, you sounded educated. You sounded professional. So when you take that casual tone in your voice and you combine it with that professionalism, it is amazingly effective. Because you will never be a person that's too stiff and too professional. You live in flipping Hawaii. You don't have to worry about that. But what you will have to guard yourself against is being overly casual with the wrong people.
Right.
Meaning overly casual with a ruby or an emerald. And again, for those of you who haven't been to First Steps yet, sorry, too bad, so sad, you don't know what that is. But the majority of you have, so I'm talking to the majority of the class. If you're too casual, overly casual with a ruby and an emerald, you're not going to get them started. The only people that's going to really work with is another sapphire.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about that because you have a very casual sound to your voice anyway.
I think I've been too casual with some rubies and I've had to.
Oh, you'll drive us crazy.
I had to whip out the jerk script.
Yeah, you'll drive them crazy. You'll make them feel like you're wasting your time and you're not professional. We want to talk to professional people because we feel like we're professional.
I see.
Okay? And I gave you the first clue that I was a ruby when I said what?
No boss. Wait, yeah. No
that?
Boss.
What do you like about it? I don't have a boss hanging over my head. What's the second thing that I said that showed you I was a ruby?
That you tripled the income of the company.
Exactly. So, that was within 2 minutes that you discovered I was a ruby.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
right.
when you said hello, I could see you. No, I'm just kidding.
So anyway, so I would definitely shore that up. I want to hear that same guy that I heard at the end of the script in the beginning. I want to hear, and you were in the very beginning, you know, hi, this is Michael. You know, you stuck to it. You were quick to the point. I love that. But when it came time for the questions to ask that's where you kind of were like, here, let me tell you what I heard. I wrote it down. You probably said 7 to 10 times, oh, okay. It started to annoy me as a ruby.
I think that's when I'm typing. I'm typing and I'm like,
Yeah, no. Then I would say don't type. Maybe just handwrite some of those notes.
Okay.
If you can handwrite faster than you can type. Because what I do is I handwrite, when I'm writing down the notes, I will just write down specific words and only, you know, abbreviate those specific words to jog my memory of what they said. You're kind of more concerned about writing down what I'm saying than you are about finding out about me.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote a whole, like, a lot. I got car rental, 8 months, life, no boss hanging over my head.
That's
if I
good.
Could pay a triple of company. But it takes, like, it's these long pauses, and I think that's where I'm coming up with the O's and ums.
Totally.
To fill the voided space.
Yes, big time. And actually, it's the first thing I wrote down. First thing I wrote down was long pauses.
Long pauses.
Yep.
Okay.
So I would say, you know, either you can write down less, just the things that will jog your memory of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, for example, if I've only been doing that profession for 8 months, what did I do before?
Right?
I mean, 8 months doesn't show much of a track record. You know, more about what are the duties that you have on a daily basis? Get me talking more. So, again, your priority was taking notes, not finding out what my strengths, interests, goals, and needs were.
Yeah, I got to the bottom of the first page, and I was like, crap, I don't have any information here.
Exactly. So, again, your priority was taking notes.
Yeah, that's true.
It's totally true, because that's what you wound up with. Really good notes, but no information.
Yeah.
Got it? So, anyway, but, man, Michael, you've come so far. You've come so stinking far. I hear no fear in your voice at all. I just hear a very confident, sure of himself, strong, professional man on the second half of that script. And that's because you knew what you were doing from that point on.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're like, okay, I know what to do now. Just read.
Yeah, just
read. Okay, here's another thing. You are sending me an email, okay, that can take time, and then all you're having me do is get a phone number to call in on a number. I would be honest with you. I would just have them dial that number right then and there. Give them the phone number. Call them back 12 minutes later.
Okay. The website has a brochure, too.
I could care less. If that 12-minute message gives me the same information, I much rather hear, I much rather, it's faster.
Yeah, it is faster.
It's much
Yeah, especially if they take 20 minutes to check their email.
Exactly. So more, the more steps you give somebody, that you're going to lose them. So if I were you, I would just quickly just go, okay, the next step is to direct you to an audio message that's going to give you the information that you requested, Danny, so that you can be able to buy that house. And here's the other thing. You didn't, you want to use, again, you're trying to find the strengths, interests, goals, and needs. And so what does that look like? This is what I would say to me. You know, Danny, on this call is exactly where you find the information where you can use those skills that you have to triple the sales of a company, but then you would be able to enjoy the rewards of tripling your income as a direct result.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, but, you know, that's puffing this Ruby up. Yeah, I tripled the sales of a company. Make me feel good about it.
Right, gotcha.
And it's skill sets that help me to do that, right? You know, still being able to enjoy the fact that you don't have some boss hanging over your head controlling what you do on a daily basis.
Right. That's awesome. So I kind of missed that when I was coming back.
Yeah.
I had so many notes. I was just, like, looking at the does and the A's and all the detail.
Yeah.
And I think when I take notes, I just, like you said, I need to just be more vague.
Yeah, just, you know, abbreviate specific words are going to jog your memory as to what you would say back to me. And again, you're trying to find this, strengths, interests, needs, and goals, not just, I mean, goals and needs, not just ambiguous information like 8 months on the job. Who cares?
Can I try again?
Sure, go for it.
All right. Okay.
Just start with some questions to ask her.
Some questions to ask her.
Yep, just
start are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for National Car Rental.
Oh, how long have you been working there?
I've been working there for about 8 months.
Okay, and what exactly do you do there?
I actually am a licensee manager.
Okay, and what does that entail?
Well, you know how a dealership, you know when you have to take your car into a dealership to get it fixed?
Right.
Okay. I'm the one that has cars for rent for those people that have to leave their cars there several days in a row or whatever. So it's a small location inside of a dealership.
Okay. And do you like it?
Yeah, for the most part,
what do you like about it?
I like the fact that I don't really have a boss hanging over my head.
Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, the boss works inside of the owner of the dealership, but, you know, what I do is not really significant to him. You know, what's more important to him is the guys that are selling cars and, you know, things like that. So I don't have, you know, somebody, you know, on me every day. I'm the manager of that location. It literally is like it's my own deal. I don't have somebody directing me daily. I'm pretty much, I'm in charge of everything that I do. I run my own reports and things like that. So that's what I like about it.
Oh, cool. And what do you dislike about it?
Okay. Oh, cool. You're making yourself too casual.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, cool. Get rid of that.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to kill it. Oh, cool.
Those are
okay.
Fillers. Those are fillers as you're trying to find the next thing to say. Screw the fillers.
Right.
Say the next thing.
Oh, what do you dislike about it?
Well, I tripled the sales of the company, but they did not triple my pay. I'm making the same exact thing that I made my very first month here.
How did you triple the income?
Okay, so big pause. Get rid of the pause.
That was a huge pause. You killed myself there. What happened was you had so many words, and I didn't know what to write down. So I was like,
Okay, now listen to me. Again, I want you to not be so concerned about writing everything down. I want you
okay.
to be more concerned about really getting to know me. You're a sapphire.
Oh, wow.
You're a sapphire. You like people. You have memory about people. Don't
yes.
complicate
so,
this.
What did you take the income from?
Say again?
So you tripled the income. What were the numbers like?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, you're stretching my memory. This is 20 years ago. this is 22 years ago. Let's say $100,000 a month to $300,000 a month.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
What did you do before that job?
I actually did a number of different things. I worked in a dress shop. I worked in a health food store. I worked in a bindery, actually, directly before that. Worked in a bindery for my dad.
Which of those jobs did you like the best?
Probably what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
What I'm doing right now, I like the best, for sure.
And, cool. So... I said cool again. I'm going to have to shoot that in the head. So, I'm lost. What are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I think I would like to supplement it.
And are you married?
No, I'm not.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, I do.
Girl or boy?
A girl.
Okay. How old is she?
She's a year old.
Oh, 1 year. So, do you get to spend a lot of time with her?
No, I work a lot of hours, sometimes 5-6 days a week.
I see. So who watches her?
It's kind of a complicated deal right now, actually. It's a big mess at the moment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
No, I haven't.
Can I question you? Should I have gone down that path or just kind of kept moving on?
No, just like what you just said, you know, the best thing to do, and I think for you, keep your finger on the script so you know where you're at next. Yep.
Okay.
Keep your finger on the next question just in case.
I'm going to write that down.
Yep.
So now what level of income are you accustomed to?
I'm accustomed to about $1,500 a month.
Okay. And what kind of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
I'd like to double my income.
Do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
I have some money in savings. Depends on how much I need, though.
You know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for.
Stop. Okay, cool. All right, so again, you want to watch out for the O-Cools. The O-Cools are fillers because you're looking for the next place to start. If you keep, I keep my finger on the script, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's how come I could tell you that. So I don't lose my place. I keep it at the next question, so I'm just, bam, right into the next question. So, yeah, when I said, you know, it's kind of complicated with my daughter, you know, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, have you ever been self-employed or had a home business before?
Move on. Okay.
Just move on. You know, so you'll show some heartfelt, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Now, have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business? Because you're discerning, like, I don't want to talk about it. So just get right off of that subject and on to the next thing.
Okay,
you did better this time. You definitely want to... Again, whatever is distracting you from getting to know me, stop doing it. In fact, I want you to do this for me. I want you to, for the next 10 calls that you do, I don't want you to take notes.
Wow.
Yep. I want you for the next 10, and I wouldn't recommend this for everybody. Anyone out there that has this issue where they're getting distracted with writing and getting distracted with other things, I don't want you to take notes. Only if you're a Sapphire, because Sapphires have specific skill sets with people. A Sapphire has a beautiful natural interest in other people. And so I want you to, you have a beautiful ability to remember things about people. You remember people's flipping birthdays. you remember where you met somebody. I mean, this just comes natural to a Sapphire. And so what I would like for you to do as I want you to test those listening skills. Michael, it's time to get back to Dynasty.
Oh, I'm going to May.
Awesome. It's time to get back to Dynasty because it's time to refresh those skills that you learned a couple of years ago. Because anytime you stay away from sharpening any particular skill, it's going to get dull. I have to constantly improve my listening skills. I have to constantly improve my people skills. If I'm not on it and sharpening my axe, nothing lasts forever. It's just like with the physical body and working out. You know, if somebody stops for, I don't work out, so I, you know, I'm the least person to talk about this, but I know people that do, and those that work out, if they stop, their body goes to hell. There's nothing on this planet that if you stop it, it keeps going by itself. Nothing. Including farming, nothing. So we have to continuously sharpen our skills to improve ourselves moving forward. So definitely you got to get back to Dynasty to help sharpen those listening skills. Because that is going to make a huge, huge difference for you. Anyway, but I want you for the next 10 calls, I want you to have to stretch your listening skills. When you get off the phone, then you can write down the things that you remember that they said.
A couple of times that my notes were deleted accidentally, and it was funny. I could remember every detail when I had to rewrite them.
Exactly. And so I need you to step away from the distraction for a minute because it's keeping you from doing what you naturally would do, and that is to really get to know the prospect.
I've been using an auto dialer, and it's really been nice, but I have like 20 tabs open, like Facebook, MySpace, so that
close
while it's dialing. Oh, okay. Close them all.
Step away from the computer.
I actually have people that answer the phone, and I'll take like 5 seconds to click back in. I'm like, hi, John, how's it going? And that just kills the whole call.
It does kill it. It does kill it. So figure out a way to, whether it is you turn away, you're back on that computer, and you're just have your, you just have a piece of paper and a pen for taking some notes if you want to do that, or just the script. Step away from everything that is distracting you because it's pulling you away from what you naturally would do, and that is naturally really build a friend on the phone with a prospect. That's the only thing that's suffering right now. Okay? So the other thing is I want you to direct them to the 12-minute message, give them the phone right then and there, and you call them back in 12 minutes. You say, listen, I've got one more interview to do while you're listening to that message. I'll call you back as soon as that message is done.
Okay.
All right, dude. All right, Amy, go ahead and put him back in the class. It's so good to talk to you, Michael. God bless you and your new wife. Looking forward to seeing you in May.
All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. Tons of great nuggets in there, and definitely some great stuff in there for just about every type of personality, I think, too. So it was really cool. Hope you got some great insight, and most of all, I hope you felt like you're not the only one dealing with some of the issues out there that you might be feeling that you just can't get through and that kind of thing. So hope that was encouraging for you. Again, tomorrow morning we'll be sending out not only the link for the Facebook group. In fact, I might get that out tonight, but we will also be sending out probably on Wednesday morning the recordings for tonight and tomorrow, so you'll be able to get access to this and be able to listen to it over and over again and really be able to, to just remind yourself what's going on, and hopefully you're learning from these things. There might be some stuff you want to go back over a couple of times. So, again, if you have any questions at all, please connect with me at brian@smarternetworker.com. And we are looking forward to tomorrow night, where we've got a class focused on closing. And some of the stuff we've got for tomorrow is really good. Danny Good dives into some people's numbers and really analyzes the numbers themselves, which I found really helpful because I think, first of all, a lot of people don't do that. But number two, people maybe don't know what to look for. And so the couple of sessions, real short ones, tomorrow night, she's diving into some people's numbers, and you really kind of get an idea of what she looks for in the numbers. But some great training on closing tomorrow night. So enjoy your evening. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.